Well, that was a disappointing home loss. Obviously, the focus is to win every week, especially at home. I'm particularly disgusted with the second half. I mean, and that's something you have to take a hard look at, and as you do each and every week. But as a head coach, when your team doesn't perform, it drops off the way it did in the second half. Disappointed, particularly in just the way we played. Don't want to take any credit away from the New Orleans Saints. They played very well for all four quarters, particularly their offense. They didn't punt in the second half. Hot football team coming in here. We knew that. Thought we had our best week of preparation, and it's a crying shame it didn't show up today for four quarters. So thought we did a lot of good things in the first half, broken tackles compared to their tackles and so forth. But the second half, the thing turned, and penalties just did not play to the standard of football that we have set here. So with that, I'll take your questions.
So what in the second half what specific things really bothered you?
We didn't play very well, Jason. We didn't stop them on defense, and we didn't have any production in the passing game particularly. We felt we had good matchups there, and just third down was kind of our Achilles heel on offense all day, starting there in the first quarter. Had the two big takeaways by our defense. Excellent plays by both Demaryius Randall and Devon House, and had the two short yards third ones that we didn't convert. So situational is really, we talked about at halftime. We need to be better in situational offense and defense, and we didn't play very well at all in the second half.
Mike Brett made a couple of plays when he got out of the pocket, used his legs throwing on the run. Did you ever feel like he was comfortable or in rhythm when he was in the pocket?
The in the pocket stuff, he wasn't comfortable. I think that, and frankly, I was uncomfortable when I was, probably calling some things. We got to kind of find our way there. I needed to do a much better job with him in a drop back passing game. He tried to do a little too much and try to guard against it, but he's competitive. He made some big plays with his feet, and we'll grow from that.
What's the balancing act of trying to make sure your quarterback doesn't do too much yet also push the ball down the field?
Yeah, just keep working every day and stay focused on running the offense and try not to get outside of yourself.
Called the one shot early on to Jordy where it looks like he's behind the guy. Brett threw it up. It's an incomplete pass, but last week in Minnesota, he called a similar shot play, and Brett didn't pull the trigger on that one smartly because it's a two-man route and everyone's covered. Does his play last week give you the confidence to call things like that this week because he's smart, he's going to look at the coverage, he's going to do what he has to do?
Definitely. I mean, it's all part of the game plan. You obviously put plays in early in the week. You practice them, and I was very comfortable with the shot play called today, just a little more air, so at the backside corner made a good play.
Mike, what was the challenge, though, for you as a play caller with Brett to try and find a happy medium between not putting them in positions to lose the game or hurt you, but also trying to be aggressive when you could be as a play caller?
Well, it was a challenge that I didn't meet today, so he didn't get comfortable in the pocket, and that's my responsibility. So did a poor job coaching.
Like, what did you think of what Aaron Jones gave you, and what different element does he give your running game?
Good instinctive runner. I mean, he's getting better with every opportunity. I mean, he definitely set the, got us going there early with the big run. So, has good visions. Good vision. Really like his vertical slashing style. So, I thought he did a lot of really good things today. I didn't see the statistics. I don't know what he ended up with, but I'm sure he had a good day.
Mike, with his success running the football, were you a little surprised he didn't have a little better play action game overall?
Well, I mean, our passing game, we can sit here and pick it apart all you want. So let's just blame it on the head coach today, okay?